As a Coloradan and someone who cares a lot about our wildlife and public lands, I couldn't be more pleased with our senior United States Senator, who is a true leader in Congress on addressing climate change and conservation. Senator Udall is an avid outdoorsman and serves on the Energy and Natural Resources Committee in the U.S. Senate, where he represents Coloradans by voting in support of conservation programs and addressing climate change with clean energy and limits to carbon pollution. He recently stood up for our state with his votes for clean air during the debate over the budget in the Senate. Now we'll hear from Senator Udall, and remember, at any time you can press 1 if you would like to thank the Senator for standing up for Colorado's clean air, water, and wildlife with his budget vote and to let him know that you appreciate his leadership. Thanks for joining us today, Senator.
Hey, Ann, and Dr. Inkley, thanks for giving me a chance to be on the call. I'm eager to listen and respond to some questions, but let me make a couple of quick comments as we get this thing rolling. I got to start out by saying Congress isn't the most beloved club in America these days. John McCain likes to say that our supporters are limited to staff and blood relatives, and I had to report to you my relatives, for the most part, have stopped taking my calls. But in that spirit, I want to tell you I'm glad that you're willing to take my call today. It's always good to listen to Coloradans, whether I'm traveling at home or here in D.C., And when I have a chance to sit with you all, your passions, your thoughts, your commitments remind me why I'm here in the Congress and why we need to rise above sometimes the very ugly politics here and keep an eye on the big problems. Let me turn to the topic that Ann and Doug both mentioned, and that's global warming. Make no mistake about it, it's real. It's one of the really true great challenges of our time. It seems easy for some of my colleagues to disregard climate change, but clearly they haven't experienced what we're experiencing in Colorado. And I want to come at this from a couple of ways in which I think you all can be helpful, and it's the framework that works. Global warming has very real economic costs. You think about the extreme wildfires and this severe ongoing drought, and the ongoing bark beetle infestation. They're all symptoms of rising temperatures. They threaten our water supplies, they hurt our economy, and job-creating industries like farming and tourism. So what do we do? My challenge, your challenge, our challenge is to show colleagues in both parties and the American people more broadly that confronting global warming is, one, it's good for the economy, and it will improve our quality of life, not just in our state, not just in our nation, but across the world. And we're seeing those benefits. Just think about clean energy technologies, wind and solar, to name two. They're creating jobs, and we're seeing a revitalization of American manufacturing tied to those jobs. I fought really hard last year to extend the production tax credit for wind, and I'm going to keep fighting for a national renewable energy standard. Which is something that really characterizes Colorado. You know, we have the second highest RES in the country, and it's common sense. It's Colorado common sense. It's also why I strongly believe we need to put a price on carbon. And I'm going to work on finding the way in which to do that as we pursue a comprehensive, balanced national energy strategy. Thanks enough. Thank you for listening. And I was going to say enough for me. Ann and Dr. Inkley, let's let the questions and comments flow.
All right. Thank you, Senator, for those comments and for all that you do on behalf of Colorado and Congress.